Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Several years ago, Richard Roberts, son of the well-known Pentecostal preacher Oral Roberts, foolishly affirmed that his father raised someone from the dead. Richard said that a baby died in an audience while Oral Roberts was preaching. Oral Roberts walked down into the audience and brought the baby back to life. If you believe Richard Roberts' testimony, you will believe anything. If Oral Roberts had actually raised a dead person, the newspapers, television, radio, magazines, and other news media would have given the event tremendous publicity. But so far as I have been able to discern, no one but Richard Roberts has ever mentioned the resuscitation of the baby. You know it did not happen. You know that Richard Roberts was not being honest in telling such a tale. Whatever his motivation, he has invented a story that has no foundation in fact and is insulting to God Almighty. Pat Boone argues that there is no 2,000-year barrier between what the apostles could do and what modern charismatics can do. The faith healers claim to be able to cure cancer, arthritis, back problems, stomach ulcers, and other diseases. But none of the modern charismatics, to my knowledge, has claimed to raise dead people. If the modern faith healers have the same power God gave the apostles, why do they not restore severed limbs, eyes that have been shot out, and hearts that have been damaged by various diseases? Do I have to tell you why they do not perform these spectacular miracles? They cannot, and they know they cannot. That is the reason they have screening committees. What a tremendous embarrassment it would be if some person who had lost a leg made his way to the healing platform. They cannot afford to allow that to happen. While John the Baptist was in prison, he heard about the works of Christ. He sent two of his disciples to learn if Christ were the Messiah, or if they should look for another. Jesus told the two disciples, "Go and show John again those things which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." Matthew 11:1-5. The great miracle Jesus was continually performing did not prove that he was the Son of God, the Messiah who was to come. They proved he was what he claimed to be. In other words, the miracles authenticated the Lord's message. Of course, that was what John was expecting the Messiah to do. As you know from observing what occurs on television, there are countless counterfeit miracles among charismatics. For example, Benny Hinn claimed to cure a young woman of scoliosis, the lateral curvature of the spine. He did not show any x-rays before the healing or after. Can you believe a miracle has occurred just because the modern divine healers say so? A charismatic can claim whatever he wishes, but proving his claims is an entirely different matter. We must demand proofs, not empty claims. When Jesus raised Lazarus, his friend Lazarus had been dead 4 days. John 11:17. Everybody connected with the family knew Lazarus had died. There was nothing fake about his death. When Jesus arrived at the tomb where Lazarus lay, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus says, "Loose him and let him go." John 11:43-44. Can you understand why many of the Jews who came to Mary and had seen the miracle believed on him? John 11:45. Is there any doubt that our Lord's miracles convinced John the Baptist that Jesus was the one the prophet said would come into the world to redeem mankind? Thank you, and may God bless you.